The U.S. job market's recovery is slowing way down. The Labor Department reports about 1.8 million jobs lost at the beginning of the pandemic were added back in July, and that was a few hundred thousand more than most economists predicted. But it was about 3 million fewer than June's big snapback, and more than 16 million Americans remain unemployed. The jobless rate dropped almost a full percent to 10.2%, and it's down from 15% in April. But 10.2 is still 0.2% more than the last recession's peak unemployment rate. On the bright side, at least jobs are still coming back, but some analysts think it'll take a couple of years to climb out of the coronavirus hole. The Justice Department is accusing five people of a Paycheck Protection Program fraud scheme. Brian Schick reports.
Their loan applications allegedly made false and misleading claims about the number of employees and payroll expenses. Overall, five businesses were approved for $4 million. When the suspects were detained, authorities took a Range Rover, over $120,000 in cash, and over $3 million from several bank accounts. The defendants were based in Georgia, Ohio, and California. Brian Schick, NBC News Radio.
Facebook workers won't have to go back to the office for at least another year.
Facebook will allow employees to work from home until July of 2021 and will give them $1,000 for home office needs. While Facebook will continue reopening some offices in a restricted capacity, the company said it was unlikely that many locations in the U.S. and Latin America will reopen before the end of the year due to high numbers of COVID-19 cases. The move follows similar steps from other big tech companies. Google parent company Alphabet said it will allow employees to work from home until mid-2021, while Twitter has proposed remote work indefinitely for some employees.
Leslie Picker reporting. And United Parcel Service is joining FedEx in raising some rates for the holidays. UPS is adding surcharges up to $4 a package for some air shipments based on weight, shipping date, and the shipper's package volume. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.